You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC. We've got a new time. It's a new year. It's 6 o'clock. We're back to our old time, actually. And the great news is that we have one full hour. For those of you who have been listening to me for over the last 10 years, has been 10 years, hasn't it been? 10 years on the radio. We've been a half hour show. Finally. As Curtis would say, the suits have given me the hour. So thank you very much. We're here from 6 to 7 now, so there'll be plenty of time to get your phone calls in. The phone number at WABC, it's a live show, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. And if you're calling from all over the world, and I know you are, you can hear us, of course, on WABCradio.com, and it's a free call within the continental United States, 800-848-9222. So what do we talk about on this show? This is the show about you. It's a show about you when you look in the mirror and you see those little wrinkles just sneaking up around your eyes. I know my daughter, who's in her 20s, was trying to show me her little wrinkles that she's just starting to get. But you can hardly see those. But I know when you hit 30s and 40s, you get those wrinkles, you get the brown spots, the jowls, the bands in your neck, and that's just the face. Remember what happens to the rest of your body as you get older. Your breasts begin to sag. You start getting those collections of fat around your hips, even if you're thin. And the aging process continues. But many of you have had issues, even from your teens, you know, large nose, protruding ears, things like that, maybe a small chin. Well, that's what this show is about. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I've got offices in New Jersey and in New York, and I'm here to answer your questions about you. So give us a call, 800-848-9222. And tonight we're going to be giving away bottles of my Soft Time. Soft Time is a great moisturizer. Of course, I'm going to say that. I'm biased, right? I created it. But the reason I created it was because there are so many moisturizers out there that are not particularly good for you. Not only don't they help your skin, but they actually can hurt your skin because they've got toxins in them. They've got things that irritate your skin. So many of my patients come into my office and they show me, you know, maybe wrinkles or something like that. We start talking about skin care because good skin health is a foundation for looking good. Even if you're coming in for an eyelid lift or something like that, it's very important to have good looking skin. How can you have oily, red, raised, you know, a little swollen skin and expect to look good? So what we want to do is treat the skin first. And many people think, well, you know, it's not products. It's just the way my skin is. And in fact, when we detox the skin, when we get rid of the toxins, the things that really irritate the skin, even without a skincare program, just detoxing the skin, your skin can look better. And that's one of the first things I do when someone comes into my office and wants to talk about looking better. We get the toxins out of your skin. We get the things that will make your skin irritated out, and then we start you on a good skincare program. So one of the components of my skincare program is Soft Time, and it's a really nice moisturizer. It's a moisturizer that simulates the normal oils of your skin. You know, I don't put things in this product that sound good on the label. I don't put things that can't possibly work. I put things that are good for your skin, that moisturize, that increase the water content of your skin, and help you get through the winter, which just started, unfortunately, right? I mean, today, wasn't it really the first day of winter? Not by the calendar, but it was cold today. And I just got a glimpse of the weather report. It's going to be 12. I think it's Tuesday. 12 degrees. Oh, my goodness. And your skin is going to feel it in a hurry because the humidity drops, the temperature drops. You get those little chapped lips and the sores on your hands. Soft Time is wonderful for you. And actually, we're having a special on Soft Time this week. If you purchase two Soft Times, you get a free third bottle. And you have to use the Soft Skin code. Soft Skin, that was my old product. Soft Skin, many of you have used it in the past. It was called Soft Skin. We renamed it Soft Time and added a few extra things. But use the Soft Skin code and you'll get that free bottle. But if you call tonight, sounds like a radio show, right? If you call tonight, we're going to give you a bottle of Soft Time. And the phone number at WABC, once again, is 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. So we're going to be talking tonight about how to look better in the winter months despite this cold weather, the things that you could do. We just started talking about our skincare program, but many of my patients come in about this time of year, and they have things like Botox, and they have wrinkle fillers, and they ask about the surgical procedures that can really make a difference. So tonight we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the most ridiculous procedures in cosmetic surgery. Those of you who have been listening to me over the years know that, I'm a very practical plastic surgeon. I don't go for the gimmicks in plastic surgery. I don't go for the things, the procedure of the week. Let's talk about one of those procedures of the week, by the way. How about the liquid facelift? Have you heard about the liquid facelift? You know, I have a studio audience here today. I actually have my daughter, who's Meredith Perry, who is actually the CEO of a company called U-Beam in California, but she's here for Christmas vacation, so we've got her in. Meredith, say hi to the audience all over the world.
Hello, world. This is my big moment.
This is it. And, you know, Meredith used to have a radio show at the University of Pennsylvania, and she was up against me. People in Philadelphia would be listening to Meredith's show, and in New York they'd listen to my show. So I was in competition with her. But here she is tonight, right here in New York at the show.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Perry.
I'm happy to, Meredith. But remember, always have to speak into the mic. You know, she's back there drawing during the show. Come on, pay attention, Meredith. All right, so the liquid facelift. What is the liquid facelift? Many of you have heard about it. You see it in advertisements. You hear people talking about it, and I raise my eyebrows when I hear about the liquid facelift. No, I don't raise my eyebrows because I want them up. I raise them because I think it's one of those ridiculous procedures in cosmetic surgery. So what is a liquid facelift? That is where a doctor, sometimes a plastic surgeon, sometimes a dermatologist, sometimes almost anybody, including a nurse these days, injects so much stuff into your face. You know, it's usually hyaluronic acid, one of the wrinkle fillers, but it could be Radius, it could be Sculptra, one of the wrinkle fillers, and they put so much in that it plumps up, it expands the skin then pulls up the nasolabial fold and hopefully the cheek. What's wrong with this picture? Well, if you look at those people walking around the Upper East Side of Manhattan or just look on television, some of those shows, you see some people who have had these liquid facelifts. And, boy, it doesn't look good, does it? I don't think the answer to sagging tissue, to hanging skin, to deep nasolabial folds is to put just ounces of this stuff into your face so that you look like a pumpkin. I think it looks bad, it looks abnormal, and it's an erroneous concept in cosmetic surgery. But that doesn't stop plastic surgeons and others from doing the liquid facelift. So if you're going to have a liquid facelift, think very carefully about it because it takes an awful lot of stuff, of filler, to actually pull the skin up. Have you ever seen anyone like that, Meredith, walking around with overinflated faces?
I've seen a lot of pumpkin faces in my life, and I live in Los Angeles, and the amount of faces that look like they're made out of clay are kind of outstanding.
Yeah, and the area that Meredith lives in, Los Angeles, is kind of the epicenter. Los Angeles, many areas, Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, and, of course, Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's the epicenter of the liquid facelift. So be careful with that. There are other things that people do to make them look funny that we'll talk about as we go through today's show. But, you know, one of those procedures, now, Meredith, close your ears, it's the vaginal tightening by plastic surgeons. Oh my goodness, that's one of the crazy procedures of 2015, 2016. Why is it crazy? You know what? If a board certified gynecologist does it, I don't have an issue. But this is where a plastic surgeon really has no business doing that kind of procedure. But I can tell you that companies are out there selling these machines that emit electromagnetic radiation, electricity, basically, and they fry the mucosa of the vagina. It's happening. Plastic surgeons are doing it. The companies are marketing these machines to plastic surgeons as well as gynecologists. And I wait for the lawsuits, I'll tell you. And I'll be honest, I'm a very practical plastic surgeon. I do what I am trained to do. And I think that a plastic surgeon that does this type of procedure with no formal training in gynecology other than a rotation as a third-year medical student has got to be out of his or her mind to do that kind of procedure. So that's another one you're going to see in 2016. I know it's going to be popular. And once again, if you're having that kind of procedure this time by a gynecologist, I can't argue with it. If a board-certified gynecologist examines you, does a pelvic exam, feels that it's appropriate, well, you know, that's a wonderful thing. However, if a plastic surgeon does a procedure like that, boy, I worry, because I don't know a plastic surgeon, maybe a few, but very few plastic surgeons are competent in intravaginal anatomy. All right, so we're getting into some interesting things here on What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. By the way, the phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. We're going to take a short break in a few minutes, but before we get to the break, I want to get into skincare just a little more. What can skincare actually do for you if you're maybe not interested in having a facelift and not even interested in having those fillers that we were talking about a few minutes ago? What can skincare do for you? Well, you know, it's actually, it can do a lot for you. It can stimulate the formation of collagen. That's the structural layer of the skin. And what happens as we get older is the collagen thins, and that's one of the things that happens to make for wrinkles and sagging skin. So when we provide you with a skincare program that has something like vitamin C in the right form and the right amount, vitamin C can actually stimulate the formation of collagen. I mentioned on this show a couple weeks ago that we just finished a very rigorous study of my skincare, and we have something called Nighttime, which has vitamin C in the right form and the right amounts, and we get into the science of that. It's a very technical subject, but I'm going to make it very simple for you. There's only one type of vitamin C that your body can make use of, and that's called L-ascorbic acid. Forget that one, but it's the real vitamin C, and it thickens your collagen. And the foundation of a good skincare program, the number one ingredient I think you should have, is vitamin C. Vitamin C should be part of it, and we have that in my Nighttime. My name is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes. The phone number here is 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. Stay tuned. We've got a big show planned for you on this first show of the year.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we are back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, the probably the most powerful radio station in the United States. This station is, boy, I'll tell you, it really can burn it all the way from Maine and actually into Canada and down to the Keys this time of year. So if you're listening to me in Key Biscayne and it's 85 degrees and you're out there having a margarita, think of us in New York. It's getting cold up here, but you can't argue about this winter. In fact, I believe, I'm not kidding, I actually saw iris, those little irises starting to poke through the ground. They think it's spring already. Hopefully it won't get killed this week. All right, this is WABC's What's Your Wrinkle program. We talk about you, about what you look like. This is the cosmetic surgery show. This is the show about skincare. This is the show sometimes about fashion and things like that. We've got some great guests coming up. We have Dr. Michael Roizen coming up in a couple weeks. Dr. Mike and I did a radio show for many years together. We wrote a book with Dr. Mehmet Oz called You Being Beautiful. So I've dragged Mike Roizen back. He's coming in a couple weeks. And we've got some great guests planned for this spring because now we've got a full hour. And we want to take your phone calls. We love phone calls. 800-848-9222. Give us a call and you'll receive a bottle of Soft Time. Soft Time moisturizer. It's what you need this time of year. How many of you use Arnica? Put your hands up out there. But wait, keep your hand on the steering wheel. Okay. Arnica, I have so many patients coming into my office and they ask me if they should be using Arnica. What is Arnica? Well, it is an herb. It's from the plant Arnica montana, and it's a plant that grows in Europe. And what's it supposed to do? It's supposed to decrease bruising and decrease swelling after surgery. So I have my patients, they ask me, should I be taking Arnica? Because they've heard that they should be taking Arnica. And where did they hear it from? Well, they heard it from an advertisement, or maybe they heard it from another doctor or a non-physician. So I have actually reviewed the literature. I did it for the Dr. Oz television show a few years ago, where I'm I guess you call me the panel of experts for the Dr. Oz show. And it turns out,
what is Arnica supposed to do?
Wait, we have a question from the studio
audience.
Here. Meredith says, what's Arnica supposed to do? It's supposed to, Meredith, you have to listen. It's supposed to decrease bruising and decrease swelling and increase the rate of your recovery after surgery. And I know that everybody wants to use something like this, but the real question is, does it work? Does it do anything? I went to the literature and I looked at every single paper ever written about Arnica. And you know what? It turns out there's no science to it. I'm sorry. There is one paper that has a hint that bruising goes away quicker. But a recent paper in Dermatologic Surgery, that's a pretty good journal, Dermatologic Surgery, it's called Homeopathic Arnica Smoke and Mirrors. That tells you something about what they're going to find in this paper. And in the end, they did an analysis of Arnica that's used and sold to even to doctors to give or sell to their patients or in the health food stores or in different stores. And they did a complete analysis of the chemistry of the Arnica. And the sentence, I love this one. It says, the odds of finding one molecule of Arnica in a century's worth of homeopathic Arnica tablets is non-existent. They did an analysis. There is no Arnica the real Arnica, in what you're trying to buy. So the question is, will it work if there was a lot of real Arnica? And the overwhelming consensus is no, it doesn't work to decrease the rate of the length of time of bruising or the swelling after surgery. No, it doesn't. One study said it might. Remember that in science, my good friend Mike Roizen, who's going to be a guest on the show real soon, has taught me it takes three good studies published independently in medical journals that are peer-reviewed, three good studies before we really even begin to believe the science. And there isn't that data. There just isn't. So I say no Arnica. Meredith, what do you think after listening to me?
Well, you know, it surprises me that that the world can continue being scammed by these products. How is it that these companies get away with this kind of thing? Why is this issue not brought to, you know, magazines in the same places where this stuff is being advertised? How is there not an article in that same magazine saying that it's full of crap?
And we don't say those words on the radio, Meredith. I'm sorry. I apologize to the suit. No, I'm kidding. That's not too bad a word. Anyway, the answer is it's the FDA. The FDA is responsible for the entire food supply of the United States. It's responsible for all the drugs and medical devices in the United States. There's so much on the plate, so to speak, of the FDA that when you get down to supplements like this, it's not high on their list, or even lower, cosmetics and things that you allegedly rub on your skin to get a benefit. You know, unless it's really, really hurting you, the FDA rarely takes action against products like this. And I think the way they look at it is...
they got bigger fish to fry.
They've got bigger fish to fry, that's right. But remember that if it really isn't hurting you, it's just robbing you of some hard-earned dollars. At this point, they don't have enough personnel to really care. So, you know, you can protect yourself, and that's one of the things that this show is all about. We're here to provide education. We're here to provide information, maybe a little bit of entertainment with my daughter sitting next to me. But we certainly want you to do the right thing. If you want to use Arnica, I always tell my patients, go ahead. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to help you. That's like that silicone gel that people put on scars. You know how many studies there are that show that makes a difference? How many do you think, Meredith?
Zero.
That's right. I've got her well trained.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's right. Okay, let's get her out of the studio. Not a single study has ever shown that scars improve when you put that silicone gel on them. You know, how could that possibly be? So many of you go to the pharmacy right after surgery. Even your doctor gives you this silicone gel. You might go, he might tell you, or she might tell you, go ahead and buy this stuff and put it on the scar. I'll tell you why they do that. You ready for this one? They do that because, well, maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't, but the truth is, if you're doing something, then maybe you won't call the doctor. That's the thought process that, you know, your scar's not looking good. Go ahead, go home, put this stuff on every day for about a year. That is the truth. It doesn't do anything. There's no science. And this is an easy one to study, by the way. When we deal with scars, we often do procedures like breast augmentations or breast reductions where there are identical incisions and identical scars on two sides of the body. And they should heal exactly the same way. So if we put some of this gel on one side but not on the other side, we would certainly expect to see, if it works, a better scar on the side that's been treated. Guess what? There's never been that study published. I bet you it's been done but not published. And you know why it hasn't been published? Because there will be no difference between the sides, proving that it's a waste of money to put that stuff on your incisions. There's only one thing that's ever been shown to increase, to improve the quality of the scar, and that is a product by a Stanford plastic surgeon. I had him on the show last year. Maybe I'll bring him back this year now that the product has FDA approval. It's a type of taping system for scars where right after surgery the scar is taped. The tension is taken off the scar, and that one has been scientifically proven to make a difference. When it was done on half of a tummy tuck scar, that side of the scar looked much better as opposed to the side that wasn't treated. So that's one that'll work, but that's one that's a little more expensive and kind of a pain in the neck because you have to wear this tape for months after surgery, and how many people really want to do that? I know that most of my patients would not. Well, this is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. Now, normally, for the last 10 years, we'd be signing off right now because we're coming up to the 6:30 half hour, but we're not going to sign off. We're going to stay on for another half hour, bringing you right through the Holland Tunnel, right into Manhattan, up 6th Avenue, and up to the Upper East Side where you're going to your restaurant. Hopefully, and hopefully you'll be then getting on the phone and giving me a call, 800-848-9222. That's 800-848-WABC. And we're going to be sticking around for another half an hour talking about skincare, talking about cosmetic surgery, talking about you, and hearing what Meredith has to say. By the way, she's got an interesting company called U-Beam out there in Santa Monica, California. So we're coming right up to 6:30. We're going to stay on until our station break coming up in just a few minutes. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. Many of you have asked me over the years, well, Dr. Perry, why are you doing a radio show? What are your qualifications? And, you know, I trained in plastic surgery at the University of Chicago after my general surgery residency at Harvard. And after a burn fellowship at New York Hospital, which is New York Presbyterian now, it used to be just New York Hospital. And then I did a fellowship with a couple guys named Baker and Gordon in Miami. It's a cosmetic surgery fellowship. And my practice is entirely devoted to cosmetic surgery. Used to do the reconstructive surgery, but now it's entirely cosmetic surgery. And as we get older in plastic surgery, many of us gravitate towards cosmetic surgery. 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. Give us a call. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. The phone number here at WABC is 800-848-9222, otherwise known as 800-848-WABC. And those of you who are just tuning in, this is the Cosmetic Surgery, the Skin Care, and the Appearance Show. It's really the show about you, about what you look like in the mirror. I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I've got offices scattered all through the world, especially in Manhattan and in New Jersey. In fact, only in Manhattan and New Jersey. But I'm out there, and you can make an appointment during the week. But for right now, you can call me up at 800-848-9222. Jessica, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Hi, Doc. This is Jessica from Tampa, Florida. I've been listening to your show for a long time. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much for having me. I'm about 57 years old, recently single, and I've got, you know, a huge gut, bit overweight, but, you know, I was wondering, I went to a surgeon around here, they said, lose weight, you just can't suck it all out. I really would like, lipo, liposuction, what can I do? Why can't we just suck out all of the fat around my belly so that I can move on with my life?
All right, Jessica. Well, thank you for calling, and thanks for listening to WABCRadio.com in Tampa, Florida. Jessica, the question you're asking is how much fat can be removed with liposuction. And by the way, I call it liposuction. Others call it liposuction. The word is lipid, not lipid. That's why I call it that. That's the right way to pronounce it, but the rest of the world pronounces it the other way. That's okay. All right. So now the question is, if you're 57 years old, have you had children, Jessica?
No.
Okay, all right, you haven't had any kids.
Just fat.
It is possible, just fat, okay. And how much do you weigh, by the way, and how tall are you?
You want my Social Security number, too?
No, all right. Well, it sounds like I've got a comedian on the line. All right, Jessica, just give me your your weight.
I'm about 175. 175 pounds and 5'4".
Okay, so you might say, Jessica, that you've gone beyond the overweight into the obese, and that depends on your height and your weight. So here's the deal. First of all, yes, the doctor, I believe you said that one of the doctors said lose weight. You do need to lose some weight before you have liposuction. If I were to suction off... Well, because it's unsafe. Liposuction is not a method of weight loss. Liposuction is a method of contouring the body when you are at or near your ideal weight. So certainly you could be 10 pounds overweight. You could be 15 pounds overweight. You know, but once you get to about 20 at your height, it's a little much. And if we try to suction that kind of fat off of you, it becomes unsafe and, in fact, can even be deadly.
Deadly.
Why? So let's talk about what is safe. What's safe? Well, because, you know, it's not just about taking off as much as possible. There is blood loss and fluid loss with liposuction. So here's the story, Jessica. Now, I want you to listen carefully.
Is it because there's First blood of all, in the fat?
Well, there is blood in the fat. That's correct. And even though we inject the fat with something called epinephrine, which cuts way down on the blood loss, the safe amount, the amount that's uniformly safe to suction is somewhere in the area of 4 to 5 pounds. That's uniformly safe. And in most people, we can go all the way up to 10 pounds of fat. 10 pounds. Yeah, that's a fair amount of fat. When we get above 10 pounds of fat, that's when we get into some safety issues. Now, it doesn't mean it's wrong to suction more than that, but if we suction more than 10 pounds of fat, you need to be in the hospital overnight or in a facility where you can have an IV in place and a catheter in your bladder to monitor your fluids, and that way we can do the procedure safely. But even with that, I don't like to suction high amounts of fat because I do think that even with those safeguards, even going into the hospital, it can be unsafe. And the things that can happen, there have been deaths. And in fact, in the end of the 1990s and the early 2000s, there were somewhere in the area of 500 liposuction deaths because people didn't appreciate just how dangerous large volume liposuction is. And it's suction using something called lidocaine. Well, there's a lot. That's right. It can be liquid loss. It can be fat loss. So there's lots of things. And a lot of doctors inject lidocaine, which is a local anesthetic. And if a lot of that anesthetic is injected, that can itself be toxic. So here's the deal. First of all, you need to lose a little bit of weight. You need to get down to a reasonable weight, I'd say maybe around 150, and then we can look at you and make a decision whether it's appropriate. Now, the decision to have liposuction, even at that weight, depends on the quality of your skin. You're 57 years old, and that's pediatric for facial cosmetic surgery, but for body contouring, it's getting up there in the years. And most people at age 57 have tummy tucks as opposed to liposuction. The only reason we would even consider it in you is because you haven't had children, and that means your skin probably is not overstretched, your muscles probably are not overstretched, and you might be able to have liposuction. What happens if we do suction and your skin is overstretched? Well, then you get the fat reduction, so you look okay in clothing, but outside of clothing, your skin can be kind of lumpy, bumpy afterwards, and I'm not sure you or anyone else would think that's a great trade if we trade the fat for kind of an irregular result. So, Jessica, liposuction may or may not be appropriate.
I have two questions. Follow up.
All right. Go right ahead. Sure.
So the first one is, you know, if fluid is the issue, the loss of the blood and, you know, the other stuff you were talking about, why don't you just do a blood transfusion simultaneously while taking out more fat?
That's a very good question. Well, we could transfuse blood, but, you know, we reserve blood transfusions for what I call dire situations, and it shouldn't be done for
dire.
Cosmetic surgery.
Seven single and fat.
Well, yeah, it sounds like I think I saw this movie before. It was on last night, but anyway, no, we don't want to give blood transfusions for cosmetic surgery. If we planned on it, that's not a good thing. Certainly, if there's excessive bleeding that we don't plan on, then if we have to do a transfusion, that's fine. Transfusions are very safe these days, but it's certainly not something you want to do. But it's not just the blood, Jessica. It's not just the blood. It's the fluid shifts that can occur and the total percentage of the body surface area that's operated on. So that's a kind of an interesting concept. So it's not just taking fat out of one particular area, but when we start taking it out of a lot of your body, like your belly, like your thighs, like maybe your arms, maybe your flanks, maybe around your back, then we start getting into a giant proportion of your body. And the effect on your body of having liposuction is very similar to the effect on your body of a burn with fluid shifts. And burns, when you're burned, you wind up in the intensive care unit at New York Hospital if you have more than about a 10% burn to your body because of the immense changes that occur with the fluid shift. So it gets very technical. Dangerous medically if you start suctioning large percentages of your body surface area. So Jessica, cosmetic surgery isn't here to help you lose weight. Cosmetic surgery is here to help you look better after you've lost weight. So here's what I want you to do. I wrote a book with Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen. It's called You Being Beautiful. In that book, we've got a whole section on weight loss. Read that. It's very good for you. Maybe you'll get inspired with Dr. Oz. That's correct. And maybe from the TV. Yes. I don't think you're from Tampa. I think you're from Brooklyn, but maybe you moved down to Tampa. Is that what you've got? I don't think that's a Tampa accent, Jessica. Anyway, all right. So that's what you need to do. You need to read that book. You need to lose some weight. And when you get down to pretty close to your ideal weight, I want you to make an appointment with me. Come and see me, and we'll talk about possible body contouring. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, where the phone number is 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. Give us a call and follow up on Jessica's questions. We'll see you in a minute.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. And you know what? The X-Files are coming back. You know, that music I've been playing for a long time on this show, almost to when the old X-Files was here. I'm looking forward to the X-Files. Joan, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle? What can I do?
Hi. I was just wondering where you're located, first of all.
Well, my New Jersey, I see you're from Wayne, New Jersey. My New Jersey office is right in the geographic center of the state in Somerset County near New Brunswick in that area. But do you have a question for me?
Yes. I was wondering if you could take care of, like, I have a brown spot on my cheek.
Okay. Now, Joan, tell me a little bit about this brown spot. Is it one little brown spot? Is it a big spot? Is it raised or is it flat?
It's flat. Yeah.
Okay, how big is it?
It's about the size of a dime.
Okay, it's about the size of a dime. And how long have you had it?
About 2 years.
Okay, and does it have one color going through it, or does it have more than one color going through it?
No, it's just more like brown. You know, like when the women get older, they get brown spots.
All right. So now this is, I call this a dominant brown spot. If it's the size of a dime on your cheek, that's a pretty big brown spot. Almost always, these are just age spots, you know, like freckles.
Yeah.
But sometimes, Joan, they can be something a little more important than that. And if you have a dominant brown spot like that, I really do recommend that you see a dermatologist to have that looked at, just to make sure there are some melanomas. I'm not trying to scare you, because the overwhelming likely thing is it's not a melanoma. But sometimes melanomas can have that appearance. I've had three patients in my practice who had exactly that, maybe a little bigger than that, who came to me for cosmetic removal. And in fact, one had already had it frozen off. And I said, you know what we have to do? Let's do a little biopsy before we do anything. And a little biopsy is a nothing. We take 30 seconds, numb it up, and take the smallest little sliver of it, look under the microscope, and just make very sure of what it is. And in three of my patients, it was this thing called a lentigo maligna, which is a type of very superficial melanoma. So, again, I'm not saying this to scare you, because, again, most likely it is absolutely nothing, but I like to err on the conservative side. And of course, with radio, we can't tell what it is, but I do advise you to see a dermatologist. And if the dermatologist says, look, it's a freckle, it's an age spot, it's nothing, then there are lots of ways to get rid of these things. We can either peel them. That's one of the ways. We can use something called trichloroacetic acid, TCA, or sometimes we can freeze those off with liquid nitrogen. Sometimes you don't realize that it's just a little bit raised, and in fact, it's something called a seborrheic keratosis. They're very common, and they're due to sun damage, just like freckles are, by the way.
Yeah.
And those we shave off. We shave those things off, and in 4 or 5 days, they heal over, and that's the end of it. So, you know, there's lots of different ways to treat these things, depending on what it is, but we want to make sure it's nothing important first. Okay,
yeah.
Joan?
Okay.
All right, great. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
You or not?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Go ask me that again.
Oh, can I come to see you at your office or one of your associates?
Well, my associate is my basset hound, so you can't see my basset hound. You can see me, however. I am alone in practice. Well, I also have a small pig, but you won't want that one either. Anyway, no, Joan, you can certainly give me a call in the office. Be happy to see you either in the Manhattan office, which is on 57th Street, or in New Jersey. The town is Franklin Park, and the phone number there is 732-422-9600. I look forward to looking at this thing and giving you my best advice. Thanks so much for calling. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. The phone number is 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. So earlier in the show, this is an hour show now. I'm so excited. I've been begging, asking, demanding for an hour show for about 10 years now. So now we're at an hour. We've got time to take phone calls and talk about all the things that I like to talk about. And those of you who have been listening to me way back 10 years since 2005 at that other station, down the dial that we don't talk about, the much better, the ABC station we're at now. It's a lot of fun being here, so now we're at an hour. But we have time to talk about not only the procedures that I love to do, but the ridiculous things that I always wonder why on earth would people have. So earlier we talked about the liquid facelift, which I think is a ridiculous, erroneous concept. We talked about vaginal tightening, which might be okay, but certainly not by the average plastic surgeon. And we talk about the appropriateness of who should do a procedure. And I always talk about, the people that are qualified to do cosmetic surgery, the real plastic surgeons, the properly trained otolaryngologists who take facial plastic surgery. Surgery fellowships and things like that, that's okay. And I always say, don't go to your family doctor for injections of filler and things, because that's inappropriate. And don't go to the plastic surgeon for that new vaginal tightening procedure. Now, some of my colleagues who do this procedure will be angry with me because I'm saying this, but I'm a purist, and I believe in people should be doing what they're trained to do. I can't tell you how many times the tooth whitening people have called our office and said, you're a cosmetic surgeon, you should be doing teeth whitening. And I say, well, you know what? My father was a dentist. I've got lots of friends that are dentists. They're the ones that should be doing teeth whitening, not the plastic surgeons. We do what we're trained to do, and we do that well, and we don't do what we're not trained to do. And those are the doctors that know their limits and what's appropriate. So what else is a ridiculous procedure in cosmetic surgery? You know what's occurring now? Placing fat grafting in odd places. Now, I've been doing fat grafting since I was a resident at the University of Chicago. A lot of people think it's very new. In fact, fat grafting has been around since the 1980s. And I have patients that I did in the early 1990s that the fat is still there in their nasolabial folds. So there are places that it works very well in, the nasolabial folds and certain areas of the face and depressions and fat grafting onto some deep, if you've got a really deep cellulite of the thighs or the buttocks because you fell when you were a kid or something, it works wonderfully there. But where people are putting fat in all sorts of places, like around the eyes. Now, in the lower lids, in the groove of the lower lid, it's okay to put fat there, but I do have to warn you that every little bit of fat shows in that location, so it's got to be done just right. But they're also putting fat in the upper eyelids over the bone, and I find this really a little bizarre because we've been taught for 30 years to remove that fat, the roof fat, the fat in the upper eyelid. All right, you don't know what that is? Get a picture of Oprah. Oprah, are you listening? I examined Oprah a few years ago. I can say this because it was on TV. We're not violating HIPAA, but I examined her eyelids, and she's got something called roof fat. Roof stands, it's a complex word. It's an acronym, roof. But it's fat and the bone of the upper eyelid, the orbital rim. And so for 30 years, we've been kind of trimming that down because it looks better if you've got a sculpted appearance and you don't have a lot of fat out there. So now, for unknown reasons, plastic surgeons are starting to put fat there. And I don't think it looks good. I saw a patient a couple weeks ago in my office in Manhattan, and she had fat put on her in her upper lids, and it drifted, and it went away in one upper lid, and it was there in the other lid and drifted down. And, boy, I'll tell you, it's going to be a challenge to take that out because it's mixed with scar now, and it looks a little bizarre. So I'm not a fan of that. That's another one of those procedures that's just a little crazy, in my opinion. Fat grafting, as I say, it's a good procedure when it's done right. In most cases nowadays, I prefer filler like hyaluronic acid, like Juvederm, like Voluma. These are great fillers, and wouldn't you rather come to the office after doing whatever you want to do, exercising, eating, having a short procedure, an hour and a half, and having a filler taken off the shelf and injected into you, and then going to dinner that very same night with a little makeup on? Isn't that a lot nicer than a surgical procedure, which is what fat grafting is about? When fat is grafted, and again, I do fat grafting, but I do it when it's most appropriate. But it is a surgical procedure. It has to be done. We take the fat from usually the belly. We make a little incision in the belly button, and we do some liposuction. Yes, liposuction. There, we put a stitch in the belly button, and then we make little tiny injection spots wherever we're going to inject it. And I have put it in the lips, and I put it in the nasolabial folds, and I put it in various depressions of the face. It works well, but again, I don't like to put it in those funny spots that you're seeing all the time. So that's another one of those procedures that is maybe not the world's best procedure, but it depends. Depends on where you have it. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. You've been listening to What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. We're here every Saturday evening from 6 to 7. If you're not in the New York area, you can get it on www.wabc.com. And you can go to my website during the week if you'd like. It's perryplasticsurgery.com. If you're interested in the products that I talked about, we talked about soft time and night time and daytime and clean time, my various skincare products. You can go to drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. And don't forget, we've got a special going on. And it's buy two soft times, and you get a free third bottle of soft time. You can stock up for the winter. We're going to need it. It's getting cold next week, and the moisturizer is very good, not just for your face, but for your hands. I put it on my hands after I wash my hands, and I wash my hands 20, 30 times a day as a practicing physician. Well, Brad, I want to thank you so much for great engineering tonight, subbing for Mike, who's out there in Las Vegas, gambling, I suppose. Right, Mike? He's listening on the Internet. Jessica, thanks for a great screening. I look forward to a wonderful 2016 with us being right here on WABC for a full hour every Saturday evening. So tune us in. We'll see you next week.